Burlington Chamber of Commerce's Women Leaders and Allies was a sold-out event this morning at the Burlington Golf and Country Club. And there was good reason for that. More than 170 people got the chance to hear from some inspiring leaders who shared personal experiences and advice to celebrate International Women's Day. RBC Vice President of Commercial Financial Services, Halton South Aaron Kloss speaks. Julie Slack photo. MC Brock University President Dr. Leslie Rigg handily summed up the day's speakers with one word. Inspiring. We are slowly poisoning the well in the best way possible, she said. You will take ideas with you, they will get shared with others, and that's how we create change. The society we live in is one that is dynamic, it's open to change, it is fluid in so many ways. Go out there and take these words with you, take the ideas with you, take the inspiration with you. I've been inspired by everything I've heard. The questions were bang on. We have to ask these questions, we have to have these discussions, whether it's over tea or coffee, or on a private jet. We have to sell each other and sell ourselves at the same time, being true to who you are. I've never lost sight of having a good sense of humor and being a little bit unpolished every once in a while, because it allows everyone around you to be a little more human. Rigg also introduced the day's featured speaker Shinyari Eni, Regional Vice President of Business Financial Services at RBC Personal and Commercial Banking. She rose to that rank with dedication, hard work and resilience, starting as a bank teller. Eni spoke about her father, who fled the Biafra War, Nigerian Civil War, and came to Saskatoon, meeting her mom, who was administrative at the hospital. The Little Pine First Nation woman, who was also a residential school survivor, fell in love. Chill Puta Chekwe, Abby Adkins and Kuljit Gogol, write, talk. Her mom, who raised several children, made exquisite beadwork, and who was industrious and powerful, left the reserve, the first in her family to do so. She went on to open her own small business. Eni said seeing her father cry when he told her as just a child that she had cancer, specifically osteosarcoma, the same type as Terry Fox, was difficult. He came into her hospital room and he was alone and somber when he told her the biopsy results. She had to have her entire leg removed from the hip bone down and she only had a 10% chance of survival. She said that meant the removal of her leg, three joints in her body. Something only 1% of prosthetic makers will ever see in their lifetime. Am I going to end up on a milk carton? She asked her dad, because she thought the pictures of children on those cardboard containers were those who had died. He made a Nigerian cultural pact with her. If I die, you die, and if you die, I die. Adversity and a positive spirit got her through. She was one of 13 children who were being treated for numerous life-threatening ailments at the BC Children's Hospital. At the time, they were schooled in the hospital for grade 3. Only two survived. Annie even lost her best friend who she says has been her guardian angel throughout her life. I watched 11 people around me die. She has a full leg prosthetic. He's my amazing companion, she said, noting that it took her years before she would wear a skirt. The worst thing is they see it, before they see you. She's got legs. CEO Donna Pinsano attended with a full table of fellow employees at the all-woman Burlington business. She got some laughs when she said her company is powered by estrogen. She said the event was great because it showed all of the generations that nothing needs to hold you back, it's okay to take time off to have children. We're the only ones that can bear the children, but we don't have to be the only ones who can care for them. Julie Slack photo. She said part of her own resilience is learned from seeing that all things are interconnected. Resilience is a key skill. It's what's left that counts and what you focus on grows, she said. Grow or die in each decision. We must draw out the principles and creativity from every source available and learn from what's been done and connect the dots. Get curious and question everything. That's how you'll be a catalyst for change. After the keynote speaker, there was a panel discussion featuring several women. Needless to say, as Rigg noted, there were some tears from audience members who definitely related to the topics discussed. Asso Bedius, Director of Grants and Community Engagement at Burlington Foundation, spoke about her role as a leader in the nonprofit sector. "Some of the mentors in my life that I meet for tea or coffee," said Adius, "and if I ever ask you to come and meet me for tea or coffee, you're pretty special in my world," which got a welcome chuckle from the crowd. "Usually it will be a vulnerable space, it will be a brave space, but it will be a space where women are welcome to exchange and mentor and support each other." Chamber Board Director Christina Shea, left, who's lost two husbands, said she thinks the power of telling your story is growth. "I was in a perfect world and I was afraid to share that." She shared a moment with Asso Bedius following the event. Julie Slack photo. "And putting the B back in the human being, being naturally present, but not so much present, that you forget where you came from or where you're heading to." She also said that women are better able to go from one task to another seamlessly. She said having relationships with others is a way to be a strong leader. "Always listening, pausing and listening, I've been in situations where I was silent for 2 or 3 minutes, so they can just offload." They talked about the invisible backpack that women carry around with them and ways to successfully carry it. New Horizon Development Group's Director of Client Experience Natasha Pikin said it's important for women to carry their own backpack before they can help others. "Make sure that you are taken care of first, and if something in your own backpack isn't serving you, take it out and make room for something better." She also said people need to look for their own personal board of directors, the people who guide you on your journey. A mentor to guide, a pusher, who challenges you to grow, a sponsor who can influence you, and a lifter to cheer you on and support you. BSB Manufacturing Director of Procurement Sustainability and Human Resources Kuljit Gogol said to be a good leader you need to be approachable. "Sometimes people get hung up on their egos and relationships are built on trust. Take that opportunity to get your team members to trust you. Open up your own story, and it helps others to open their own." She shared how difficult it was for her to build up her career in her 20s, only to marry at 30 years old. At that time, she stepped down from her work to raise her 3 children, and when she returned, it was a whole new world. Still, she is proud to show her 2 daughters, especially, that it is possible to be empowered. She owes part of her current success to maintaining relationships with her mentors throughout that time. "No matter what level you are at, you all need mentors. But look at yourself, because you're a mentor too. We are all busy, but make time to inspire others. My success is all the women I've helped." Presented by RBC, each attendee also received an RBC thermal tumbler to take home to mark the occasion. RBC employees gathered for a group shot. Julie Slack.